All the Jewish neocons are licking their warmongering chops at the prospect of yet another Jewish proxy war. But with Obama's plan to arm the imported Al-Qaeda-linked rebels in Syria, the Jews are expectant that the last Arab nation opposing their Zionist agenda will be destabilized by Islamic extremists. Caving to Jewish pressure, Obama propagandized last Thursday that Assad is using chemical weapons, that the Zionist-orchestrated red line has been crossed.
White House aide Ben Rhodes just revealed a few moments ago that the U.S. intelligence community now believes with a high degree of confidence that the Syrian regime did in fact use chemical weapons, the nerve agent sarin, that killed about 150 people. He went on to say that he referenced back to last August when President Obama, you'll remember, said that this use of chemical weapons would cross a red line. Number two, though, Rhodes said that the U.S. is increasing aid to the Syrian rebels and will provide what he called military support. Republicans John McCain and Lindsey Graham weighing in as well tonight. They say they're glad the administration now says the chemical weapons were used.
It's deja vu all over again, with Zionist shill Lindsey Graham touting the weapons of mass destruction lie.
The chemical weapons that are now have been acknowledged to be used by Assad against his own people. My goal is to make sure they're not used against us or Israel or our allies throughout the world. And if we don't stop this war, the chemical weapons caches that number in the hundreds of thousands of weapons that could be used, could be deployed, that could kill thousands of Americans or Israelis or people that are aligned with us.
But Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, contests the Zionist-inspired tale.
The Syrian regime hasn't been pushed into the corner. The regime, according to the rebels, is advancing on the ground. What's the point of the regime using chemical weapons, and in such small amounts, all to set itself up?
Lavrov also challenges the propped-up red line, saying that America's evidence doesn't meet criteria for reliability, stipulated by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons.
There are certain rules of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, which suggest that samples of blood, urine, clothes and soil can be classed as evidence only if these samples were collected by the organization's experts and if these experts controlled the samples en route to laboratories. Our U.S. colleagues failed to assure us that these procedures were adhered to.
And why are we hearing over and over again from the Jewish-owned press that Assad is using chemical weapons on his own people? Assad has support of the people. He abolished the dictatorship through the reformed People's Council of Syria via popular referendum last year, where power was distributed to the people in the form of a multi-party government. Assad is not looked upon as dictator, but as first citizen. So why aren't the Jews publishing the political reforms of Assad? They've got their own agenda. That's why all you hear from these perjurers is that Assad is a mad dictator who hates his own people. Pure lies. Both Richard Haass, president of the Council on Foreign Relations, and Elliot Engel, ranking member of the House Foreign Relations Committee, both Jews, are hell-bent on bringing America into yet another disastrous war for Israel, beginning with arming those democracy-loving rebels.
I don't hold out a lot of hope for the peace conference, and that's putting it mildly. I hold out very little hope. I worry, actually, it could even go against us. I can imagine situations where the Assad government would pose as the supporters of a diplomatic outcome. The opposition, for good reason, would reject it. In the case of Syria, I would be in favor of selective so-called lethal or military help to oppositionists.
I will be introducing legislation to allow the president to arm the rebels. I think it's time to do that. I think the Free Syria Army needs help.
It's not about a struggle for democracy at all. It's a struggle for power. The Islamic rebels are simply a tool in the hands of global Jewry. So is Obama, who is enabling the Zionist agenda to topple Assad and to install a regime of competing militias, where internal strife will give entree for the Israelis to walk all over that hapless country. The Iran-Syria-Hezbollah bloc will then be destroyed, and the last obstacle in the way will be an isolated Iran, where American Gentile soldiers will spill their blood for Jewish supremacist goals. Jews do not send their own to die in U.S. wars for Israel abroad. But body bags for young American Gentiles will be the order of the day in yet another war for the Jews.